We have Representative Neil St. Ange on the Paul Harris Show.
Paul, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I'm in Jeff City, actually, and I heard somebody called and said you were talking about an issue near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, you're the one who's pushing this at the state level, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I hear that got through the Transportation Committee last week in the House. Where is it in the rest of the legislature?
It came out of the Rules Committee today, and it's on its way to the floor of the House. So I anticipate we'll be dealing with that in the next 2-3 weeks.
What about the Senate side?
I don't know that it's come out of committee yet in the Senate. I think they're kind of looking at us, looking toward the House to see if we can get it done first. But
but it hasn't passed since 2000. What makes you think it's going to pass this year?
Well, there was a large grassroots effort all during the summer and all during the fall. I mean, we have a lot of people getting behind this thing this year, and I believe we're going to get it done. Looking pretty good that we got enough votes to do it. It's going to save a lot of lives, and I just think this year we're going to get it done.
All right, but let me ask you the question I just posed to a caller a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it your business what I do behind the wheel of my car as long as it's not affecting the other drivers on the road? You know, if my brakes aren't set right, okay, I could get in an accident, I could hurt or kill somebody else. But if I don't wear my seatbelt, and by the way, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But as a civil libertarian, I wonder why it's your role to save me from myself.
Well, I would explain that this way, Paul. If statistics show that if you're not wearing a seatbelt and you're in an accident, your medical bills are 55% higher than if you are in an accident. And I would submit to you that relates to higher insurance premiums if you have insurance. And if you don't and happen to be on state, some of your bills paid by the state, which some people are, it equates to about $10 million a year in Medicaid costs just for savings from the state.
But doesn't that apply to every risky behavior? Is the government now going to regulate everything we do that's risky because it may end up costing the state more in medical bills, what people eat, what people do with their recreational time, all sorts of other things?
Well, it just saves lives. You can argue that it's not worth saving lives. I think 90 lives a year saved is worth somebody buckling their seatbelt. It's just that simple.
We already
have a law in place, Paul. It's already a law.
Right.
It's one of 500 laws that the police can't stop you for. The people that say, well, it's going to result in a lot of extra stops, I don't believe that. I believe if the police are going to stop you, they're going to stop you anyway. They're going to say your light's out, your license plate is dirty, so forth and so on. I don't believe it's going to result in a lot of extra stops. Statistics show that when this bill is put in place, when a primary bill is put in place, seatbelt usage rises 11%. That saves 90 lives a year. To the civil libertarians, I say, it's worth it to me.
Okay, I have talked to several people this afternoon who admit that they don't wear their seatbelt when they drive. And I asked them, is the potential of getting a $10 ticket, which will not affect your insurance, it will not be counted as a moving violation, it won't be reported, it's essentially like a $10 parking ticket citation, is that going to change what you do about wearing a seatbelt? And every single one of them said, no. That's not going to change it.
Well, I would say there's probably a certain segment that's calling in that are anti-seatbelt. Statistics show every state that's put this into effect has had an 11% increase in seatbelt usage. That's what I'm basing my thoughts on. Are there going to be a certain amount of people that never buckle up? Sure, absolutely. And, they can continue to pay their $10 and no points. We didn't want it to be an issue of, well, this is a money-making issue for the state. I don't look for the state to issue that many more tickets. Other states have proved that they don't issue that many more tickets when you put that law into effect. It's just there's a certain number of people that are going to buckle up because they don't want to be stopped. They know it's law or they don't want to be stopped, and that's going to save a life.
How do you know how many more people are wearing their seatbelt after the law goes into effect?
Statistics, Paul, from other states.
But how do they know?
Well, they keep track. Just like we know that last year, seatbelt usage in Missouri went down from 77% to 75%.
But what I'm asking is, how do you know that? There's nobody out there checking everybody who's driving now. How do you know?
There's people out there. There are ways that they check and can monitor. There's observers. And they watch this stuff, safety organizations watch this stuff and do it. And 58% 40% of our teens are not wearing seatbelts, and that's another big problem. They probably do some of it, pull it off of traffic stops and stuff like that, but these are pretty good statistics that the state and other states and the feds back up. It's just not numbers we pull out of the air.
All right, Neil, I appreciate your calling. Thanks.
Okay, Paul, thanks.
Neil St. Ange is the chair of the House Transportation Committee.